Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. And thank you, Mikey, for taking it, for basically being the man of the hour. Now I'm the man of an, I'm a man of the hour and a half. That's from, now we're at 9:38 to the hour of 11. This is just me making fun of people and things. I'm gonna start, you know, the first thing I'm gonna make fun of is, love. Turns out, okay, let me not be, awfully specific. I don't know if, a lot of you, a lot of you people that are listening or watching have seen the video that's circulating of, of the French president landing in, I think that was in Vietnam. And, well, it seems like there was a little bit of a miscommunication because, between him and the guy that opens the plane, the door to, to his plane. And, well, the door was opened rather a little too quickly, and we caught a glimpse of how romantic the relationship of the French president is going. And, well, it just shows a very nice, of Brigitte Macron, sort of like pushing or slapping Emmanuel Macron. Now, it's difficult to tell at this point whether bro was being disciplined for because, well, he has been a bad boy, or it's just something that is, less 50 shades of grayish and more domestic violentish. Now, as you can imagine, the media picked that and then they ran with it to this point. They are calling it a slap. Now, as a comedian, I don't draw conclusions. I explore all the avenues. I have several theories. Theory number one, it's either that was a romantic slap and the French president had been a bad boy. Or it's either it was a romantic slap because, maybe homeboy was trying to lean in for the last romantic move before stepping off a plane. And then she was like, oh, arrête, mon amour. Arrête, s'il vous plaît. She doesn't talk like that. But anyway, that's just my, the comedian in me picturing the whole thing taking place. And believe me, my mind is just there to entertain me. And, then I compile what is clean about that entertainment and then share it with you. There are things, believe me, if I shared it with you, not only will the police be here, but Karen will be here, NBC will be here, every security cluster we have in this country and on this planet, CIA, CIA, NSA, MI5, Spetsnaz, they'll all be here, but like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Now, for my own sanity and because I'm a patriotic citizen, I don't want our country to be invaded by a bunch of guys with literal nuclear weapons and hydrogen and who knows what else they have in their bunkers. So I will only share with you the part that will not send you to therapy. If that makes sense. So, what is going on there? You see, this is a problem about, this is a problem about being high profile. If that was Helmut and his girlfriend, everyone would be like, that's just, but because it's a president and first lady, everyone is like, this have got to be awesome. Now, all the media, especially, those ones from the opposition party in France, as you can imagine, they are going bananas. And they were like, okay, what is going on there? Okay, first of all, come on, guys. Let the guy have a private life. If he's being spanked for being naughty as a, as a husband, that's a good spanking. If he's being spanked for being naughty because, he's, honorable, president is not behaving. Believe me, if it's a case of domestic violence, then these have got to be fascinating. There's one thing that I like to point out, though, when it comes to this whole domestic violence. And this has nothing to do with the gory and violent nature of the, violent nature of, of the crime. I'm just looking at it from a social point of view, you know, one of the reasons why this is has gone viral is because of how people view domestic violence. Every time that you bring up the discussion of domestic violence, I'm not saying what's going on in, or what went on that plane is domestic violence, which is why I said, you know, I'm going to go with the, you know, with a 50 Shades of Grey vibe going on that plane. Okay, that went on that plane and hopefully going on in that relationship. At least I'm hoping. That's because, well, I mean, I can't make fun of domestic, if it's domestic violence, that's kind of difficult to wrap my jokes around. Which is why I decided to go with 50 Shades of Greyish. Now, moving on. Let's just look at how society views domestic violence. If my girlfriend shows up to the police station with a blue eye, and, she explains to the police that I punched her in the face, the police is gonna show up. The women from, you know, the women all over the internet, the women at that police station will be like, what kind of a gentleman are you? And that's a good reaction. That's a good reaction. Believe me, none of them will be laughing. Now, reverse the roles. Make I show up at a police station with a blue eye telling, officer, officer, my girlfriend slapped me. Officer will be like, huh? Yes. This is the 10th time she's doing this. Remember last time I told you that I fell downstairs? I didn't. She also kicked my behind. Ladies at that police station will be rolling on the floor. Why? It's because it's a guy that is reporting. Also, for those of you that have seen that light comedy and you have seen Titus, the TV show, it's still my favorite, because it's one of those TV shows that I have watched with really, 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 really dark humor. Like, if you don't like dark humor, don't watch that show, because you're not gonna find anything, you know, any of it funny. I think, you know, somewhere in season two, Titus, the main character guy, was telling a story of how, you know, was attending a funeral, and the funeral that he was attending was of a lady. Now his girlfriend kept asking him, how do you know this woman and why are we here now? And now, as you can imagine, the woman started overthinking everything. Now homeboy started explaining to his girlfriend why he was attending that funeral. And let me just tell you, homeboy is terrible at explaining stories. He started by saying, first of all, the funeral we're here to attend is one of my ex. As you can imagine, the madam did not receive that very nicely. I was like, why the heck are we attending your ex funeral? I was like, well, and then he didn't help it, because then he went on to say that, well, because, well, I really loved her. The madam was like, walking on thin ice here, sir. We are walking on thin ice. Keep talking. Homeboy was like, well, you see, I love this dearly departed here. But the problem is, and then he leaned towards the girlfriend's ear and whispered, the reason why we broke up is because she used to beat the crap out of me. You know what was her reaction after that? She started laughing, like uncontrollably. That's when I was like, you know what? This topic of domestic violence, it's sympathy for women and comedy for us. Like, help me, you know. And also, this does not only begin to happen when we are adults. Even when we are kids, we grow up in a society where if I showed up at home telling my dad that I got my behind kicked at school, and then, well, we go to school the next day, then I showed him that, those two bullies at the back seat, those are the ones that beat me yesterday. My father would be furious. He's most likely going to call the parents of those kids and then sit them down and tell them, you know what, my kid is, well, got his behind kicked the other day, and your kids were the suspects. Now, let's go for the next scenario. I show up at home, all dusty, I got my behind kicked big time, and the next day we go to school, and I, we go to school with my dad so I can show him the suspect of my dusty and kicking behind the previous day, and I point at a very cute and cuddly. Let's stick with the cute, you know, just a cute kindergarten kid that kicked my behind. My dad will be, my dad will most likely look at me and go like, that girl is the one that beat you. Yes. That girl. Yeah. And stop wasting my time. Learn to defend yourself. Now the next day I will defend myself by punching him in the face. All of a sudden I'm the bad guy. Society is very confusing, don't you think? Now, and by the way, societies all across the world is like that. Domestic violence, where a man is the suspect and the woman is the victim, everyone sympathizes. But a domestic violence case where the woman is the suspect, the man is the victim, everyone goes like, hang on a second, what did she do to you? Now, of course, at this point, the story of, Amber Heard and Head, I mean, explains why he married her. But, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp divorce proceedings, you know, begins to pop up. That's still one of the most fascinating divorce proceedings in the history of divorce proceedings. One thing for sure is that, now, on a record of women to ever win a debate, on a record of men to ever win a debate with a woman, Johnny Depp right now is the only one I know that have ever won a debate with a woman. Like, nah. Like, I think Adam just gave up. I don't think the Bible explains the story of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden in the detail that he deserves. I think Adam said no. I think the first time Adam was given that fruit, I genuinely believe Adam said no. But, as anyone that is married will tell you even today, the easiest way to meet your maker is say no to your wife's food. Just do that. I have few friends that are females, and I have found myself in a situation where they cooked, offered me food, and I said, "No, I'm good. I think I'm stuffed." They did not take that lightly. I think that's what happened to poor Adam. Poor Adam was given a fruit after he spent the whole day eating a bunch of fruits. And Adam was like, you know what, my love, it's okay, you know what, I'm good. You know, just, why don't you just keep it for tomorrow? And then Adam was accused of cheating on him with a monkey, baboon, chimpanzee, and you guys can form up story like no man's business. And Adam was like, oh my God, how do you end this story? Well, monkeys could speak at this time, we are told. So monkeys were like, well, from my experience, the only way to get her to shut up is you're gonna have to eat that fruit. Otherwise, you are never going to hear the end of it. Well, today, if you are kicked out of the bedroom, you can take the couch. Back then, there were no couches. You know, imagine you had to take a log. You know, just go and sleep on that log there. Anyway. So, human relationships, especially the social ones, they're fascinating. They are really like, really, 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 really fascinating. Now, which is why, at some point in the history of medieval Germany. Maurice. Oh yeah, Maurice is right. You can't run around like a headless chicken. You can't run around like a footless chicken. Headless chicken, Your Majesty. Now, if you get that joke, you and I should be friends. Here's the thing. That's actually the reason why, again, Maurice is right. a lot of us, even if we get our behind kicked, we are never going to tell anyone, including our friends. Actually, your friends are the worst. Your friends are the worst to tell that you know, that your wife is kicking your behind every night. I know why I'm doing that. Why? It's because, I'm telling you, those guys are going to put that story on all social media platforms, and they will create more social media platforms to put it on. Again, if you find yourself in that situation, it's not just you, by the way. It's not just you. It's society. Like, we are wired to, you know, look at men as this strong, masculine guys that should not fear anything. Look, that was true when we were hunting hyenas and lions for you guys. But, well, ever since we figured out industrialization, because every now and then, every time we went hunting, you know, sometimes we brought a lion home to eat. Sometimes the lion ate us. So we decided, you know what? This whole hunting thing is not cutting it. So how about we just, you know, find a bunch of soft animals to domesticate, and the wild ones, we leave them out there. That now, by the way, you know, the same applies for relationship. Wild animals, oh, we're leaving them out there. The soft ones, those are the ones we are bringing home, because look, the last thing I want is someone yelling in my ear every 5 minutes. I want peace at home. Anyway. Here's the thing. It's because of that, men, when we get our behind kicked by a female, we are not telling anyone, not a single soul. And now, that means if you know a friend that have at some point told you the story of how he was punched in the face by his wife or girlfriend, you two are true friends. Because believe me, guys naturally have an ego. That ego will be the end of us. We will share anything but that. We are not sharing that. Now, let's go to medieval Germany. It is said that in medieval Germany, the Germans took till death do us part very literally. And by that, I mean, man, I had no idea how familiar this subject was. Guys, if you are out there in a relationship or in a marriage and you keep, you know, getting your behind kicked, first of all, I sympathize with you in a very comedic way. First of all, Syria, subdued. Second, please, for the love of God, do not retaliate. Don't punch her back. Because the moment you do, every single woman and every single, every single conservative, progressive man and every single conservative man they'll be polarized like crazy. But the criticism you are going to face, there's one soccer, I'm not sure if the guy is a manager. I'm not sure if the guy is a manager or a coach, but you soccer fans will most likely know better about this story than me. I think, as far as I follow the story, this is a man who looks like he's in late 40s, early 50s. All he did was, he looked at a group of three kids that seemed to be in their, teenage, like 15, 16. I think all he said was, cute kids or cute girls. That's all he said. He ended up paying millions of dollars in fine. At this point, you are going, okay, what is a fully grown man saying, looking at teenagers and saying cute girls? Now, let's reverse the roles. If a woman in her 40s, 50s, and 60s looked at teenage boys and said, cute boys, a lot of people look at that, and, I mean, that's very innocent. I mean, she doesn't mean anything. So all of a sudden, we are mind readers now? I thought, what happened to justice? When I was watching, you know, when I was watching a few videos on social media of that story, I like reading comments, and I was reading stories, and a lot of, you know, those comments, and a lot of people in the comment section were saying, it's because, men often have, have an evil intention. Really? This is not medieval England where we are making judgments based on whether or not someone can swallow, you know, a cheese whole. No, we are looking at the available evidence. And first of all, it's kind of difficult for you to know someone's intentions without analyzing the available evidence. But it seems to me like, look, being progressive is not a good thing. I mean, being progressive is a good thing. But I think at this point we are taking it a little too far. And I will still tell you, whether you are a woman or a man, if you have had, women, if you have had your guy friend tell you, especially women, ladies, especially you guys, if you have had your guy friend tell you that he was punched in the face the previous night by his girlfriend, my God, you two must get married. That's how tight you are. You are very good friends. Because my gender will not tell that to anyone. Not even the closest friends. Now, how do you know how serious this is? If a guy tells you, and this is, by the way, is the same that I have observed with women. When your friend comes and tell you that, they got punched in the face by their spouse, chances are very high that has been going on for a while. Chances are very high that has been going on for a while. Investigate pronto. Now you understand why the media, more like, yeah, the media is going bananas over just what seems to be, a shove in the face.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Now, where are we? Moving on. Medieval Germany. It is said that in medieval Germany, there was something that, there's something that was called, divorce by combat. You see, this divorce by combat thing is literally what it sounds like. A couple was allowed to, to get a divorce by, fighting. Is the equivalent of, Is the equivalent of organized, is the equivalent of me and my wife going to court and then telling the judge that we are getting a divorce and then we can't settle, we are getting a divorce and the judge is like, no, but you guys agreed that until death do you part. So to settle this, we are going to organize a match, a boxing match, where you two will box it until one of you is dead. Now, whether or not this, divorce by combat, ended up with one's, was only concluded when one spouse was knocked the daylight out of, it's still debated by historians because a lot of historians, believe that it's, it all depended on the judge. Yeah, you know, chances are very high when one of them was, you know, was knocked unconscious, the match was called off. But no, you know, if that's the point of view you are taking, you don't know medieval England. No, forget medieval. You don't know medieval Europe. Medieval Europe, I'm going to go with the first gory one where one of them was, you know, that duel was to the death. Let me explain. First of all, this is how the match was organized. You have to understand that, these times of, you know, these times in the history of mankind, women were confined to the kitchen. Men were mostly, that's where the whole, you know, quote unquote toxic masculinity of, be a man, go out there, you know, men don't cry, muscles, blah, 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 comes from. Now, it's what we are channeling through gyms and Instagram now. Most men, you know, if you're a man in medieval Europe, chances are very high you had some type of military training. So the match could not have been fair if, if someone who has spent her entire life confined to a homestead was to face someone who literally has military training. So, to make it fair, the Germans being the German and their obsession with precision, they decided to, you know, that the only way this game was, this duels will be fair was, if they take the men with military training and strong upper body strength, both biologically and socially, basically, they will tie, you will have to fight with one hand. The other one will be tied behind your back. And you will be put, and then they will dig a pit that is, that comes up to your height and then put you in them. Then they will give you a bet, like a basketball bet. They will give you that one. That will be your weapon. And then, the madam now, she will be given, she'll be given the equivalent of, how do I put this? Assuming some of you were as violent in high school as, as some of us were in our high school, there's this very, brutal game we used to play in high school where you will take a towel and then, put a soap there, a bar soap there, and then we'll soak that towel, then wring it a bit so that you swing that towel. Towel like a, like a bet. Now, they will take three rocks, and I think whether they were tied separately or tied on one cloth, it's hard to tell. Now, that was the woman's tool. Now, ask yourself one question. If she swings a pile of rocks and you are hit in the head, you are done. It doesn't matter if you have military training or not. You're cooked. And at that point, well, I think it's safe to say that, that was just straight up in community of property. Let's just face it. That was not fighting for divorce. That was fighting for, whoever wins takes the property. Now, divorce by combat. Yoo-hoo. Now, let's just ask ourselves one question here. If the less gory divorce by combat was brought back to Namibia right now, and you had to face your girlfriend or your wife, do you stand a chance? I know I stand a chance, because they know I'm fighting, I'm running. Not because I'm scared of fighting, it's because one, I respect women, I'm not going to punch them. Because, I just respect women. That and also, I don't know how to fight. That and also, I talk for a living. I literally talk for a living. Because of that, I like my front teeth. I really like my front teeth. If they are knocked out, I don't have a job. I'm gonna have one. Chances are very high I'm gonna have one. But, I'm gonna have a job where I am the comedy, not the comedian. And I don't want, I don't wanna be the comedy, I wanna be the comedian. Oh, I know some of my friends who will be knocked, those guys will be knocked out in less than 5 seconds. It will be like watching Getlich and Bulelo. That match will be something else.
You see, this is why you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't put me in any position of power, because if I find myself in the executive office, I can advocate for that law, believe me. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. And, you know, well, before, you know, as a breakup strategy, meet in a boxing ring and box it out. You'll find people that will be in very long-term relationships, not because they love each other, because they don't want to face each other in the ring, because, well, they know they do not stand a chance in there. And in this age of social media, man, are you going viral. Got his behind kicked by a girl. Look, this is just how society, this is unfortunately how our society operates. If my girlfriend reports a domestic violence case, the police will show up pronto. Like, why would you hit a woman? Like, and on one hand, we're saying gender equality. Men, women, the same. Oh, why would you hit a woman? And then let the roles be reversed. I show up at the police station with a blue eye telling, officer, I got 12. Oh my God, did you get attacked? Yes, officer, I was attacked. Where? At home. Did someone break into your house? No, officer. Then who did that to you? My wife. Come again. Well, my wife. And what's even worse is, if you have a wife who is kicking the crap out of you, and then, you know, she goes on a trip, you start confining in the babysitter, and the babysitter also starts to beat you. Yeah. Look, at that point, you may as well just be gay. At this, maybe you stand a better chance with the, in that direction. But don't make that mistake, because I've met a bunch of gay dudes that are like, very muscular. They'll lift you up and then punch you in the face from here to the moon, bounce and back. So at this point, I'm going to stick to, how about we just stick to prayers? Let's go with that. Now, let me just slowly get into Michael's. Look, the whole Habli or Shisha or, you know, what's this other thing that vaping. I'm not sure about Habli and Shisha, or I don't even know the difference. My roommates are, you know, avid users of that. For me, I just decided, I'm just gonna stick with the alcohol. I like running a lot, so my lungs are, I like them, you know, operating, you know, the only thing I like in there is oxygen. That's it. But that's just me. This is where the part of preference now comes in. But once again, guys, there's one thing that we like, we don't like to acknowledge about life. In life, every decision has consequences. You can deny it, but every decision you make is going to have consequences, positive or negative. Now, I'm not sure about Habli and Shisha, but one thing that I found in e-cigarettes, or what is called vaping, is something that's it's something, you know, there's something that you'll find fascinating about about e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes, it turns out there's such a thing as e-cigarettes, really? Okay. Now there's a lung disease known as popcorn lung disease, and popcorn lung disease, this is coming from Harvard Health Publishing, so they are an Ivy League. I would assume they know what they're talking about. Popcorn lung disease is what it sounds like. It's where, for example, if you went for a chest scan where the doctors will try to, you know, to sort of like look at what your chest look like. The image looks like, you know, someone pumped popcorn in your lungs. That's why the disease is called popcorn lung disease. Now, popcorn lung disease is a rare condition that results from damage to tiny air sacs and passages, and then there's a lot of gibberish, but you know what? Already went through that. Let me explain. Pardon me. Popcorn lung disease is, comes from a type of, I think this is something that was discovered by scientists in 1960s or 70s, when they realized that a lot of people that worked at movie theaters one of the things that is more like synonymous with movie theaters is popcorn. Of course, if you're going to sit through an hour or two, depending on what movie, or 4 hours if you're watching The Lord of the Rings, every time you go to a movie theater, it's like, okay, every time I go to a movie theater, I feel like it will be like, if I go in there without popcorns, what am I be doing? It's like, you need popcorns to watch a movie. Like, popcorns, I don't know how you watch a movie without popcorns. I don't know what to do with my hands when I'm watching a movie without popcorns. Unless it's a different movie that is a different one, then, well, I know what to do with my hands. But I don't know what you do with yours, but suspiciously long shower match. But anyway, well, in the 1960s or 70s, a lot of doctors began to discover that a lot of people that worked at movie theaters, especially in the popcorn section, they started getting these lung infections that made their lungs look on the image scan like they had popcorns in there. Then they realized that, after a long study, there's a type of a butter flavoring chemical that was used in making of these popcorns that was generating fumes that they were inhaling. And that fume is the one that was toxic to the lungs and then caused popcorn lung disease. I'm not saying stop eating popcorns. God knows I'm. How the heck am I watching? Okay. When I'm gaming, okay. When you're playing video games, you don't have time for popcorns. Believe me, you don't. Especially if it's a multiplayer online. You don't have time for popcorns because popcorn is going to make that crunchy noise. You're not going to be here. Enemy. You are not going to hear, you are not going to be able to hear your friends communicating with you or enemy footsteps. It's an imaginary world, believe me. A very imaginary one. So moving on. Popcorn lung was first discovered in workers at a microwave popcorn plant. They had breathing problems that were found to be caused by inhaling a butter flavored chemical called diacetyl. Now, many other chemicals, including chlorine and some formaldehyde, can cause this condition. Now, the link between e-cigarettes or vaping and popcorn lung disease is that a lot of e-cigarette makers use that very same chemical to as a main flavor in a lot of this in a lot of these vaping devices. Now, this is where I begin to ask myself, okay, they knew a long time ago that this chemical causes popcorn lung disease, and they stopped using it in flavoring for both butter and popcorn, and they turned around and use it in e-cigarettes. Like, what did they thought was gonna change? Now, and by the way, the study I'm referencing here is coming out of Harvard. And even they admit that, the study of the effect of e-cigarettes, aka vaping, is still ongoing. Now, that means, whether it's healthy or unhealthy to vape, we don't know yet. Why does that sound familiar? Well, easy. It's because, up until the 1950s, This was cigarette smoking in the early 1920s. Scientists were saying the exact same thing about cigarette smoking in the 1920s that they are saying about vaping today. Well, we still don't, we still don't know what, you know, what the impact of this is. It could be, well, it could be perfectly normal or it could be dangerous, but we are still studying it. That's what all the scientists and doctors were saying in the 1920s and 30s. Fast forward to the 40s and 50s when the scientists began to crack down on cigarette making companies. That's when a lot of people realized that actually, you know, now you have to understand that, there was a rise in lung cancer associated to cigarette smoking. That's what led scientists to study to try and find out what was in these cigarettes that was causing lung cancer. Well, right now, for those that, you know, for both smokers and non-smokers, they know what they're getting into. Now, I think, the discussion around vaping is going to end the same. Fast forward 10, 20 years from now, someone is going to end up with a popcorn lung disease, and maybe by then we have enough. Actually, you know what's the sad part? This is why I like my job, because I can just bring out some dark humor. You know how scientists came to learn that, to draw the nexus or chain between nicotine or tar in one of the ingredients in cigarette and lung cancer? Because a lot of people kept dying of lung cancer, and then they used those people to study, and then they concluded that actually there's a link between cigarette smoking and lung cancer. You see, a lot of people had to die to reach that conclusion. Now, I'm just saying, if you want to be a sacrificial lamb for us to learn about the negative or positive side effects of e-cigarettes, then thank you very much. Thank you for being a wonderful volunteer. I'm sure the School of Medicine there by you, Hakigengop campus is, you know, is looking forward to receiving a cadaver to, you know, study and make people aware. And here's the thing. Awareness does not mean it's, you know, everyone is going to stop doing that particular thing, unless it's very brutal. Cigarette smoking and lung cancer, there's a very clear, you know, link between cigarette smoking and lung cancer. But people still smoke. That means it's a decision you make voluntarily, knowing what you're getting into. So it's sort of like going to war, if going to war was voluntarily. But if your country is at war, going to war is not voluntarily. Nope, no. Now, while you are enjoying, and by the way, we don't like to say this, but alcohol has its negative side effects also, by the way. Processed food has its negative side effects, by the way. Now, I don't know why we are cracking down on, I'm not defending you vaping guys, or, you know, shisha guys. I'm just saying we are surrounded by a bunch of things that we are consuming that are loaded with chemicals that we shouldn't be putting in our body, but we eat them anyway. So I just find it a little hypocritical to turn around and make, you know, tell someone who is vaping that you are going to put popcorn lung disease in your lungs. And then you turn around and eat a bunch of biscuits that are loaded with chemicals that are having, you know, going to cause kidney failure, high blood pressure, blah, blah, blah. Guys, there's a reason why a lot of, there's a reason why a lot of food brands sold in the American market are not allowed in the EU market. It's because a lot of food brands that are coming out of the American market are loaded with synthetic, with synthetic chemicals that are known to cause a lot of chemicals, a lot of diseases. But the American market is like, as long as we are making money, we don't care who is dying. The EU is like, hey, look, we like our conscience. We are going to make money and also try to the best of our ability to provide our citizens with healthy, you know. Have you ever wondered why Western countries are developed? All of them are developed at different levels, but they are developed. But here's one thing you'll find fascinating. South Korea, Singapore, Japan, Saudi Arabia, UAE, they are also developed, but they are not suffering from obesity. Have you ever wondered why? It's because, well, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, what you eat has an impact in your what on your body. What we eat, or basically what we eat, drink, or smoke, is going to have either a positive or negative side effects. Now, I thought maybe, and by the way, obesity, unfortunately, can be genetic. But I think that's one thing that is very fascinating about the human body. Anything that you are exposing your body to today, it's going to react genetically towards it in a certain way that you will pass down to your kids. That means a decision that you are, that means a decision that you and I are making over what we put in our bodies today. Not only are we, if it's something negative, not only are we going to suffer the consequences, but so will our children's and most likely their children's children. King Charles II of Spain died from conditions that was caused by his niece and by his uncle and niece getting married about 200 years ago. Then he suffered the consequences 200 years after. Oh dear. Now, I know a lot of us like to be in denial, like, you know what, no, this is where we have a problem now. You have comedians telling you that is not healthy, and then you have, not a medical expert, just a comedian telling you that's not healthy, and then you yourself, not a medical expert, just an engineer telling him, oh no, this is perfectly healthy. None of us is qualified to draw a medical conclusion. But yeah, we just want to butt heads. How about we just sit back, relax, and then wait for doctors to reach the conclusion, and then we go like, at least one of us is gonna go, ha, I told ya. So, popcorn lung disease. You can Google it. I really don't have time to, focus on that. Really don't have time to, but, when it comes to food, it's always recommended that, the more natural food you eat, the more healthy you're gonna be. The more synthetic stuff you're gonna eat, the more unhealthy you're gonna be. I mean, it's not rocket science. We are not synthetic products. We are natural beings. Have you ever wondered why we survived for as long as we have? It's because, well, food-wise, there were a lot of diseases. We have been eating a lot of natural things. And, something I found fascinating. What is that? Come on. Are you going through that, Mr. Bernard? Yeah, just don't answer that if it's too personal. Yes, thing. Vegetarians. How you doing? I came across first of all, there's a lot of things we do, again, we are in denial of. And one of those things that I think we are in blind denial of because of Western influence is the nature of animals. Guys, let me explain to you why we domesticated dogs. The reason why at least we domesticated dogs was so they can help us hunt animals for food. We literally bred dogs to kill other animals for us to eat. That was us. Believe me when I tell you we're the biggest problem to this planet. But right now, people want their dogs to be vegetarians. Are you nuts? Let me explain carnivore. Now, wild dogs, for example, They are some of the most ferocious carnivores, because one very brutal thing about wild dogs is, let me traumatize you. Wild dogs rarely kill their prey. All animals have signature moves. Signature, signature moves or signature cues. A crocodile, for example, is known to grab and roll. It's known as the death roll. So that's how crocodiles kill whatever they sink their teeth in. So anything that's grabbed by a crocodile, if that's grabbed by a crocodile, it's rarely going to survive. Because that thing is just going to roll and roll and roll. Chances are very high whatever it grips on is going to be ripped off. Now, that's a crocodile. When it grabs, it rolls. That's its signature, more like a signature kill move. Now, you have all the wild cats. Yeah. All the wild cats like tigers and leopards and cheetahs. Their signature is either if it's for small prey, they just sink their neck in their teeth in the neck and then snap it off. If it's for big prey, they just roll them over and then, and then just crush the windpipe. When the prey is dead, then they start eating. Wild dogs don't have time for that. When that animal is screaming for life, they have started eating. Yeah, it's sort of like, some husbands. The wife is still cooking. They are there, trying to take a piece of meat from the pot. That's Wild Dogs 101. If you watch, National Geography, if you are new to National Geography, I don't recommend you start watching National Geography with wild dogs hunting, because that will ruin it for you. And especially women. Now, speaking of which, women, we need to talk. This is something that was pointed out to me by a fellow comedian. Women, you guys will be there closing your eyes in a movie when a dog is about to be shot in the head. Let me repeat that again, because I know, it's going to make a lot of people go nuts. When a dog is about to be shot in the head, you all close your eyes. Oh my God, don't kill that innocent puppy. And then watch the same gender, watch Jeffrey Dahmer cook and eat other people. That's when they get their popcorns. Oh my God, what happened next? And they'll be listening to 911 calls on how someone was screaming for their life. A real human being was screaming for their life. They will sit and focus through that. But when something is about to happen to a piglet in a movie, they're like, oh my God, I can't look at that. Oh yeah, look. Nonsense. Oh, let's take a break.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukulo olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hitatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konora hitatu natu, mbali o hitatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, welcome back. The time is 28 minutes left to the hour of 11. That's when I, sign out and disappear. Now, Let me just, by the way, the line is 083-288-401. It's been a while. Okay. 083-288-401. Check, the line is 083-288-401 if you want to participate. Now, there's something a little fishy about at this point I'm beginning to suspect that the French president is destined to be slapped. First of all, homeboy is the youngest in his family. I mean, like, not the family where he was born in, the family that he, you know, like, his own family in his house is the youngest. Like, you know, he's, I think he has two or three stepkids. They're all, both, you know, all older than him. I don't know what bro was getting into, but anyway. Jesus. Moving on. You remember in 2021, when he was, you know, in 2021 when he was slapped by a person in the crowd? I think he's, you know, he wanted to play celebrity, you know, his bodyguards were protecting him and there was a lot, you know, they were just walking in the street and his bodyguards were protecting him and, you know, a lot, you know, a crowd by the side of, you know, by the side of the rails or whatever the heck you call these things, you know, they, you know, he decided to, you know, to run towards them and make himself familiar with his own people, by shaking hands with them. He shook, I think, two or three hands. The other one was, I think, was from the opposition party. He just decided, was like, now is my chance to slap the president. Okay, I don't know what goes on in the minds of some people. I mean, bro was just shaking hands of his citizens. Bro was like, nah, shaking hands, that's boring. I'm gonna try to slap his excellency. And well, he did. Just slapped his excellency, his bodyguards decided to, you know, his bodyguards dragged him away, you know, dragged him away. That was, in 2021. Now, this one, I have to say, this is just me. I don't know if it's a slap or we have 50 Shades of Grey story going on. But, well, 2021, this is what happened. French President Emmanuel Macron has been slapped in the face. His face is in trouble. But well, on the bright side, there is no bright side. It's funny. He slapped in the face on an official visit to southeast of France. In a video circulating, of course, it's going to go viral like this one. Don't you ever dare do something stupid in the age of social media. Don't you ever dare do something, funny in the age of social media. Let's go with funny. Stupid is so diabolical. In a video circulating on social media, Macron is seen walking up to a barrier on the trip to a place in French I can't in French I can't pronounce outside the city of Venice of Valence. A man in a green t-shirt slaps the president in the face before officers quickly moves in. The president, meanwhile, is pulled away. Like, seriously, what goes on in the minds of some of you people? You have the president in front of you. Of all the things you can do, the first thing that comes in your head is, I'm gonna slap him. Really? First of all, the jail you are going to, they will try to find out a way to prosecute you in a military court. That's if you are in Uganda. Oh, Uganda have taken it to a whole another level. But, that was in 2021. And then we thought all that was over. Ish. I think, this guy that opened the door, if he's not fired yet, he's gonna get fired really fast. Like, they're supposed to say, well, Your Excellency, are you ready, sir? Yes, we are. Then he opened the door. Because the whole thing, the whole thing went viral really fast. When, wherever the president is going to, there are cameras everywhere. As you can imagine, the media had their cameras pointed towards the, towards the door of the plane, that the moment the, the moment the door was opened, the cameras were already rolling. Then the first thing everyone saw was, either the high profile domestic violence or high profile 50 Shades of Grey going on a plane. Okay, Your Excellency. Bad bad boy. Oh dear Lord. Actually, I'm just sitting here waiting on how that story is going to roll out. Now, let me just switch to the, let me just switch back to the, to the beginning of my show. I pointed out that, naturally, my gender has an ego. Man, we have an ego. If we are, even if we are getting our behind kicked big time, we are never going to tell anyone. No, that's not how we do it. And also, now there are many reasons for that. One of the, I can share two with you. One, society does not expect our behind to get kicked by a woman. I didn't make the rules. You know it. I know it. We were born and they were the rules. When you are men, you are not supposed to get your behind kicked by a woman. Which is why every time that you do things with a weak hand, what's the example that is more often used in society? Oh, you throw like a girl. I hope you don't throw like a girl. Have you seen some of these girls? Not the ones that are identifying. No. Those ones are just a bunch of dudes. That's why when it comes to this whole trans discussion, my favorite country is Thailand. You have a bunch of guys that are actually looking way hotter than most women, and they will tell you, I'm not a woman. And then you come to the West, then you find someone that looks more of a dude than a woman. They're telling you, please call me. Oh, come on, dude, seriously. Be serious with your life now. So that's why when it comes to this whole trans discussion, my favorite country, Thailand, they own it. I'm going to wear a dress and I will tell you I am a guy. That's it. And they came up with an entirely new word called ladyboy. And believe me, they look like women, like so much. Like really so much. Because, well, they're from Asia, so they've, most of them have a small stature and, also, makeup and, hairdressing and everything. That's coming out of Asia, so they're really good at it. Now, when you have someone, who is, with a beard, and they're saying, I identify as a woman, call me a woman, like, at this point, if I was rich, I would just buy you a free ticket to go to Thailand. Just learn a thing or two. Then come back. And stop giving us a heart attack. Moving on. When society does not expect us to get punched in the face, does not expect us to be in any way like be abused by a woman. Nope. So that's why every time, if I went to the police station and told the police officer that my girlfriend punched me in the face, the police officer would be like, next! You get out of the queue. But, unfortunately, that's happening, especially to smaller guys with less muscles like yours truly here. And for some reason, I don't know why society is like this, I swear. Small guys, leave us alone. Small guys like big girls. Look, don't blame us. It's a taste we have. We can't explain it, but it's just a, which makes You May Now Kiss the Bride a very, a moment that everyone will be waiting for at my wedding. Because I just, I just see my homies and my in-laws bringing me a bench to stand on. So, well, we can have, you know, we can be, me and my wife to be can be in the same, you know, field of vision. You may now kiss the bride. Yeah, that's actually why, I'm, you know, when it comes to officiating my wedding, I'm looking, you know, I'm finding a priest that I don't know because, and also who doesn't have a sense of humor. Because my friends are crazy enough to go with, you may now lift up the bride. That guy is getting punched in the face that instant. So, what's another thing that I think society does not, will take a while to accept that it can really take place? Here's one thing I've always shared, two or three times shared with my listeners here. Here's the thing. You know, the whole conciliation and live together in peace and harmony, black people and white people, black people, whatever you do, you wanna make sure white people don't figure out how to be Tura boys, because if they do, there is no police officer at any station that will get, that will believe you. That, this is a scenario I like to use. The middle of the night, you are coming from your chilling, you get dropped at Havana Fourway to walk the rest of the distance home because you overchilled your transport money. And then, three white guys pops up out of nowhere, and then they rob you. Then they disappear. At this point, you run to any police station, and you just show up there and go, you're panting, breathing heavily, and the police was like, are you okay? No, they are trained to calm you down so you can explain your situation now. At this point, you are going, officer, I got robbed. Come this way. We'll take your statement. Before we continue with that, scenario, let's take a commercial break.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding that. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide.
We have 15 minutes, so moving on. So you show up at a police station. The police station, after getting robbed by three white guys at Havana Fourway in the middle of the night, you go to a police station and you meet the police officer in charge. he's set you down, got you to calm your nerves and get yourself together. And it's like, now let's take your statement, son. You said you got robbed. Yeah, yes. Time is somewhere around 12:45 there. Time 12:45. What's your name? Helmut Mahongo. What location that you got, robbed in? Havana Fourway. Would you be able to describe the suspects? Did you get a look at least one or two of them? I was like, yeah, I saw them. After all, they be white. You can see them in the dark. And he'd be like, officer, I got robbed by two blondes and one redhead. Like, one more time. One guy was blondie, two of them were blondie and the other one was a redhead. So you got robbed at Havana Fourway. Yes, officer. In the middle of the night. By three white guys. Officer at this point will be like, a sergeant, just find him a prison cell. Put him in a cell, We'll get his statement in the morning because he looks delusional. He sounds delusional. Must be, I'm gonna go with Jägermeister on this one. Now that I have shared that, I'm beginning to regret it. really beginning to regret it. Now, to be fair, society is actually structured in some very weird way. Now, the domestic violence part is more leaning in terms of sympathy towards women and in terms of comedy towards men. But there's something also that you find fascinating about how society, you know, how society's dumb rules, at this point you can call them dumb, is every time that we talk about polygamy, a lot of my friends will be like, yes, polygamy, excellent idea, brilliant. Now let's have five wives. Let's have, and I'm like, okay, so, if you can have five wives, can she have five husbands? And that's when it, you know, that's when the conversation, and I like to bring that up because I like, you know, the nerves that it touches. That's when the conversation takes a whole different turn. No, well, you know what? I can do that. Well, because, well, well, I'm a man. So far, that's the excuse I've gotten. And I'm a comedian. I'm naturally curious. So I'm just curious to, every time there's a polygamy discussion, I just wait for everyone to make their point. That's when I drop that bomb because I, now what they don't know, what a lot of, now I'm snitching on myself. What they don't know is I really like the reaction that comes out of my gender every time I bring up with, well, since we have this whole gender equality thing, if he can have, if you can have three wives, can a woman have three husbands? That's when every conservative, or basically every man at this point, it's safe to say, begins to go, no. I mean, a man can do that, but a woman cannot. It's just not okay. Really? Why? Well, because man is a man. Can I have more than that? Well, you know, the difference is, that's our culture. Oh dear Lord, I've heard that before. But look, every time, if you want to laugh or if you want to extend the debate, every time you're talking about polygamy, just bring up the debate of, just bring up that part. I enjoy having, like, the points that come after that. Like, there is almost zero rationality behind it. There's almost zero rationality behind it. Again, that's not the only thing. That's not the only thing. Women, back at you on this one. Oh dear, I am a strong and independent woman. I can do anything by myself. I don't need a man. Huh? No, look, you don't want a man. Yes, you don't want a man. But, men as in husband. You don't want that. Maybe you probably don't even need one. But men in general, you need men. You need men. A large chunk of construction workers are men. Without them, you don't, the entire infrastructure is going to go to tatters. So, a large population of mechanics are men. So, generalizing is our biggest enemy. You don't need a man. Yes, that's true. But you need men in general. You don't want, you need. A large chunk of firefighters are men. A large chunk of police officers, military men, are men. So, you need men. You don't need a man. Actually, you need a man for you to be walking around. And, men and women had to involve some kind of congress for you to be there in the first place. And the same goes for my gender. I don't need a woman. You don't need a woman. But women in general, you need women. You need women. Why? It's because, I don't know if you have noticed, some of us are not gay, so, we need women. Thank you. And also, a large proportion, a large population of teachers and health workers are women. And there is a very interesting psychology behind that. And at least that's, I agree with coming out of Canada, from the Canadian psychologist, I think he's now in Australia, Canadian psychologist who visits Jordan Peterson, that the psychological difference between what men like and what women like can be summed up in two ways. Women like people more than things. Men like things more than people. Which is why if you professions that have to do with things are dominated by men. You know, bricklaying, firefighting, engineering, they're dominated by men. Now, professions that have to, that deal on a day to day with people are dominated by women. Nursing, teaching. Now when you look at this, if you walk in a shop, how many male cashiers do you see? Because that's a profession that deals on a day to day with people. They are dominant. I took my seat back and went like, man, you are a genius. And homeboy is right. Lines of work that are, that have to do with things on a day to day basis are dominated by men. That proves Jordan Peterson's psychological observation that, men like things more than people. Women like people more than things. Unless you're talking about, until you start talking about, shopping and dress and jewelry, then, women are more into those jewelries. Now, so when you look at it from a line of work perspective, Jordan Peterson have a very interesting point of view there. That if you look at nursing, if you look at teaching, especially the lower primary ones, women are dominated there. Because, first of all, how many babysitters that are men that you know? Just how many? They are not many. You can, chances are very high you can count them on one hand and still be left with enough fingers to slap someone into a coma. There are not a lot. Every time that someone thinks of getting a babysitter, the first person that comes in their head is a woman. There is not a single person on this planet that will just sit there and, can we get a babysitter? There's this dude that I saw this other day. I think he will be an excellent babysitter. No! First of all, if you want your kid to survive for more than a week, you want a female babysitter. If you want to commit infanticide, just get a male babysitter. Just get one. We can barely remember your birthday. What makes you think we're gonna remember how to change the diaper? We're just not wired for that. It's the same thing. It's one of those stereotypes that goes on social media that, men have selective sight. First of all, it has been scientifically proven that, or more like psychologically pointed out that, women, you guys see colors vividly compared to us. So you guys label green in 1,000 different colors. We don't. You know why I find that fascinating? It's because, I think it's safe to say, 80 to 90% of fashion designers are gay. You'll find that fascinating. 80 to 90% of fashion designers are gay. Do you know the brand Armani? I didn't know that was a person's name. It turns out, that's a person's name. The dude is gay. So that means, if you can tell the difference between light blue and zigzag blue on straight blue and twisted blue. Chances are very high you are still finding yourself. Sooner or later, we'll open the closet and you will, majestically walk out. So, that is, for one, guys, let's just face the reality here. We can't fight who we are. Why am I pointing that out? I can't go around pretending that I can be an excellent babysitter because I know I'm going to be a terrible one. Have you guys wondered, like, let's just look at this from a biological standpoint. Have you ever, ladies, have you ever wondered why God figured, chose you guys as the right candidate to carry a baby? First of all, if that was up to us, man, the rate of premature births, that almost went south. The rate of premature births would be really high. That's because the rate of premature baby-making formulas going on out there is also through the roof. But look, the point is, biologically, we're just not designed to carry responsibilities when it comes to the sustaining of the human species. So, believe me, there's a reason why everything that is, everything that preserves human life is always referred to as a she. Namibia, land of the brave. Mother Namibia. The world, natural environment, Mother Nature. Planet Earth, Mother Earth. There is no Father Earth because, at this point I think we can go with the fact that other planets are Father Earth because, well, if you land on Venus, actually you're not gonna land because, the atmosphere is about 90% carbon dioxide. You'll not have anything to breathe in there. Unless you are a tree, then, you will have all the photosynthesis you want, but then the pressure and the heat, you're just gonna boil to death. So, psychologically speaking, there's a reason why, because if you look at it, fall pregnant and then you, women, that's why I respect you guys. You fall pregnant, and then it takes 9 months to deliver. And after delivery, the mama instinct kicks in. And then you go in protection mode until that idiot goes to college. Actually, until he's married.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you. Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Paratus. So, believe me, welcome back. So, believe me, if all the responsibilities that God or evolution or Buddha put in a woman, if those responsibilities were put in the hands of a man, I think we would have gone extinct before dinosaurs got extinct. You know, this whole, how about this? Responsibilities is not our strong suit. Hey, wifey.
Hi.
Microphone.
Ninjani.
Kulunkile. No. What? I didn't insult, did I?
No, you responded.
Oh, thanks.
It's not the language that I'm using.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All good.
Yeah.
there's a video circulating on social media. I don't know if you saw it. Mm-hmm. Of the French first lady seemingly slapping the French president.
No.
Now
that old meme.
That's the wife. What's wrong with you?
I'm asking that old meme.
Yeah, that
slapping that young man.
I know, right? Now, the question that, one thing I'm pointing out is, first of all, it's hard to tell from, look, I also saw the video. I know, domestic violence is something is going rampant, but my point of view is, what if homeboy was trying to lean in for a last, for a last romantic move, and then he was pushed?
But why was he pushed and slapped?
I don't know. Maybe it's a disciplinary hearing. I don't know. Or 50 Shades of Grey. But the question is, that led me to think that there is one thing about my gender. If I got up, don't do it. If you kick my behind in the bedroom, mm-hmm. I'm not telling anyone.
Coward. Why are you not telling anyone?
I don't know why, but we just don't roll like that. First of all, it would be very hard for us to tell anyone, including our closest friends. Okay, picture this. Anyone that has his homies will tell you that, I will wake up one day. Take, for example, I wake up with a blue eye. Mm-hmm. And then my homeboys ask me, oh, well, what happened to you, man? What happened? The last thing they are expecting to hear is, my wife punched me in the face.
It was Mademoiselle.
It was Mademoiselle. Now,
if I slap the hell out of me.
Yeah, if I just sit there and go like,
We were doing freak offs.
Yeah,
You know the word freak off is trending.
Did
a lot nowadays. So you can say maybe we were having freak offs.
Yeah, we were just having freak offs, and then this happened.
Yeah.
But if you just go straight to the point that
Madame slapped.
Abigail and I were having an argument, and at this point they are just waiting for the last part. So
that is the problem with you men. Like, you never want to speak out. That is the problem.
Look, you are saying that's our problem, but let's face it, you also have a problem. A lot of women have showed up at the hospital with a blue eye. What happened to you? I fell downstairs. But she lives in a Kambashu in Tura.
If you compare the numbers, it's not a lot of women who actually do that.
Yeah, you guys can report, though.
Us, we will report. That's for sure. Unless if you have groomed. Because there are abusers that groom you.
What's that?
Grooming. So grooming is basically you making me feel like you abusing me is my fault. So I also get to a place where I feel like I'm being abused because I keep doing something wrong. You understand?
Huh?
Yes. So this is where this whole thing of when you seek medical attention and they ask you what really happened, you come up with excuses or stories, you don't report your partner. You are groomed. So it's grooming. It's a serious, serious, serious issue. Very scary, actually. Because this is how a lot of people usually end up dead. Yeah. Like you get brainwashed, manipulated. It's like you can't think for yourself or reason on your own. You are groomed. You should look it up. Grooming.
Okay. That's not scary at all. That's not scary at all.
Yeah.
Okay. How the heck is someone going to convince me that them abusing me is my fault?
Believe me, it happens. Okay, now why do you think people who are abused, they cover it up? Why?
I don't know. Love is blind and some garbage like that?
No, it's not love. In most cases, it's not love, to be honest. Nobody enjoys being abused. No
yeah,
one.
I know. I've been and obviously, before.
Obviously, when you get abused, you will notice that you are being abused. But if you have been groomed, it's really, really impossible to notice that you are being abused. Because in most cases, you find yourself playing along.
No, you woke up in the morning, you have a blue eye. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's evidence in the mirror that you got punched. Off to the police you go.
You got punched, but you ask yourself, why did he punch me?
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes. You will always try to find a fault in you as the victim as to why you are being abused.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Clearly, you have never dated an abuser.
Yeah, thank God.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, yeah, no. Uh-uh.
They are really manipulative. They will make you seem like you are the problem. I keep behaving like this because you keep behaving a certain way. That's why I'm laying my hands on you.
You're not talking from experience, are you?
I am.
Jesus.
Yes,
You just turned my show really dark.
You know, but the good thing is that when you come out of that space and you realize that was a messed up situation I was allowing, that's the greatest feeling ever.
Okay, first of all, thank God you came out of it alive.
Yes.
And don't worry, I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going
to
punch you.
I also never allow any men to lay their hands on me. Never.
You know, I'm not going to punch you because I'm a gentleman. And also, you look like you're going to throw a punch. So, one thing before Franz Nengela storms in. That one of the reasons why we don't report is because imagine yourself now as a police officer and I show up.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that, you know what, officer, something happened, you know, at home. The reason behind this blue eye is Madame Roselle. A lot of police officers will start laughing. I know it's a lot of police officers.
No, but at least now they are bringing awareness to that. So I don't think it still happens like commonly because they have now brought it like out there, like, okay.
They were breaking the, you know, the cultural barrier that the country has done.
So I don't know if it's still happening, but one thing I know is that people are now aware that as a man, you can also be abused.
I know what's going to happen is they are going to sympathize with you until it's over. One family reunion. One family reunion. For the next family reunions, you are never going to hear the end of that.
Yeah.
Every time you send her, they'll be like, you shut up. 9 minutes past the hour of 11. Grooming. Jesus.
Yes.
9 minutes past the hour of 11.
Just go type the word. You will see the stories. This is why they say we shouldn't judge. Like, why is she not leaving? Why is he not leaving? They could have been groomed.
Yeah, I know, I know if, my gender is not leaving, chances are very high. You people don't know this girl. But.
Yeah, ne?
I know.
I'm the only one who knows.
I'm the only one who knows behind. Uncle, you people.
There's a story that usually kills me time and again. Every time I hear the story, I laugh like I've never heard the story. So it's a guy from Zambezi, who got married. You know, there are other men, like when they get married, they really, you know, focus on their wives.
Mm-hmm.
So his family start complaining to him. One day they call a meeting for him where they go confront him. Yeah. We think your wife has, you know, fed you. Muti?
Oh, come on, not the juju story.
We think your wife has fed you juju and all that. You know what he answered them?
Mm-hmm.
He told them, in fact, she didn't feed me enough. Because if she fed me enough, I wouldn't have even showed up to this meeting to come listen to your nonsense.
My man.
I love that story.
Look, those people that called him. When they are, you know, the female ones. When their boyfriends or husbands buys for them chocolates, the boyfriend is romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But when he does the same thing to
he
was fed. Oh, come on.
Mm.
Until tomorrow, same time, same place on Eagle FM. But in-laws, especially your gender, you guys can be mean.
Very much.
Ouri mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ninge kwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano that is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu bali oheta tu batatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye. Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.